guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Yo, 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 yo. I know. All right. Sorry. What? I haven't been in here in a while. Welcome, guys. It's another episode.
Are you a rapper?
I think I'm trying to be. I'm looking for my ghostwriter.
Musical
okay?
decision.
Should have ghostwritten that intro.
Shut up. Welcome to another episode, guys, of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. Peg the Stallion. Yes, baby. She is back. I am her. What's up? Oh, and I'm sitting with my co-host and a friend, but my co-host is right here. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Mandy's Musical Decisions. I'm just here as a judge. And as well as we have Ryan here.
Hi. We got Ryan.
Mandy, you're from Florida.
I am. Shout out 407 Chopper City. Blah, blah, blah.
That's amazing. And so what are you going to do?
We're not
going to
do this.
Today?
We're not going to do this.
We love it. The hair is vibrant.
We are not going to do this.
It's reading Eating Coochie. That's what
actually
is it the length for you or the pink?
Wait, I look like I eat coochie.
Yes, absolutely.
Just coochie, but I don't look like I suck dick too.
You've always had a carpet muncher. I feel
like bitch, you are a carpet muncher, a real one.
But you have the aura I eat cooch.
But I don't have the aura of coochie.
It gotta be shaved. It gotta be perfectly shaved for you.
You know what's crazy? I ain't gonna hold you. I'm cool with a little bit of hair down there. I ain't even gonna hold you.
A little bit of that.
I mean, as long as like
me. Ain't no shame in my game.
As long as she didn't like freshly shave and now the pubes are stuck in my teeth.
Okay.
Like, I'm cool with a little peach fuzz down there. It ain't nothing but a thing.
Razzle dazzle
you know what I mean? A little seasoning. Spicy,
right. And again, Mandy, your song of choice today.
We're not doing this.
We heard the yo-yo-yo.
No, you know, sorry. You know I'm still there. I've literally been singing Trina every week.
It's a cadence for me. Ryan and you.
We're not doing this.
I'll tell you what. There's a whole bunch of shit I did not know. I did this. I started this. I was like, where'd you start that shit?
We're not finna do this.
I didn't know. I never heard the shit about Red Bottoms. I never heard that song.
What do you mean?
Oh, Trina?
That. Yeah, I never heard that song. You heard that song?
Yeah.
Oh, my fault.
We're from Florida.
And that is why y'all heard it.
Oh.
That song did not make it past.
There's no way.
No, you're lying.
I think it was just like a song for bitches.
I think it was just a song for Florida.
No way. Because I used to live in Atlanta too and it made it there.
You brought it.
No, I didn't. I feel like I did bring plies though. Like they did not know Pretty Pussy in high school.
Pretty Pussy is different.
Miss Pretty Pussy.
But they know plies.
They didn't know Pretty Pussy.
You brought Pretty Pussy though.
I brought Pretty Pussy.
Okay.
I did technically
and
bring Pretty Pussy.
And you bought that Red Bottom shit too.
Some Florida shit. Did you see the comment? Oh, by the way, I'm blocked on Instagram for this. Hopefully I'm unblocked by the time you guys hear this, but there was someone that posted, they're not really from Florida. And I wanted to say, I understand if you guys think I'm lying, but has Mandy embodied anything but Florida on his show, bitch? I don't know what
she
it is.
She is straight gator.
Like, niggas said we were not from
Did
Florida.
You say gator? Don't do that. What's crazy is I did get a full ride to the University of Florida and chose not to go, okay?
And you have driven past a lot of alligators in your life.
No, I didn't. Like, that's
have
false.
You?
In
have
Florida,
you?
You're not
you?
Driving past gators, bro.
You never seen a gator on the highway?
Nigga, I went to Gatorland. Like, there's a whole Gatorland in Florida.
It's like an amusement park.
It
the
is.
The fact that y'all can have an amusement park based on an animal just walks around.
Gatorland, SeaWorld. It's a thing. So
SeaWorld is different. Gatorland is like, okay, you're going to see gators. SeaWorld is like, I can see dolphins, whales, all this.
Curious to know. So it's the summer. We've been seeing people with no masks. The CDC says we don't have to wear it. How do y'all feel when you walk into a store and somebody doesn't have a mask on? Do you just be like, this is racist? White privilege? Because I feel like that.
I've been to states where they never wore
I was going to say, bitch,
beginning.
I ain't going to hold you. A bitch been getting flued out to Florida. Them niggas be in public.
You get flew home?
Ass face, like bare ass. They whole face. I'm like, shit, I'm seeing
face.
Your nose and your mouth.
Bare ass face. Like,
yo, wait, I never heard nobody getting flied home. You get flued like that. That is, that's what you...
First off,
like, I get flued at home all the time. I'm like, what?
First off, it was in a different part of the state, okay?
I'm sorry, but that was like, you got flown
the way
home.
She said it was like, yo.
I did.
I've been flown to Florida so many times.
Like, I did. I get flued out, but back to my home state.
All right, respect. But y'all been violating masks. Atlanta's been violating. Like,
Atlanta. So, those are the places I've been.
The supermarket has been bothering me to the point where now my mom is doing this, right? And I said to her, like, Jewel, we need to have a talk. Because I don't know why you aren't wearing masks. And she was like, well, I got vaccinated. And I was like, mom, but still you old, my nigga. Like, how are you not wearing a mask? I was like, does it not make you feel weird? And she was like, no, but honestly, it's the culture. She's not used to wearing
it.
They never wore it.
It's so crazy because when New York announced that they were, so Cuomo removed all the guidelines or all of like the restrictions from COVID. There were like whole, it's been 472 days in New York City. Like, we were really locked the fuck down here. Like, you and were? I know y'all motherfuckers don't really know, because y'all was in Mexico being Tulum thots. Tulum, they the reason why Tulum is the ghetto. Yeah, both of these people right here.
We were not, there
I know,
first.
Okay. I mean,
before the ghetto.
We were there for years ago for New Year's. Come on, friends.
We was there. We was there.
Only I'm blaming y'all, though.
But you can't blame me.
I mean, I am going to blame.
You need to blame social media, because if social media was there, nobody would even know we was there.
Honestly, when I went to Tulum, this was like my second New Year's, but it was when Mac had introduced me to Ryan. And Ryan, I didn't even know he had a crib there. And this was like years and years ago. So I remember thinking like, damn, why would he get a house there? Son, my apartment that we stayed in was 90 G's last year in quarantine. It is $200,000 now.
Oh, shit.
Within 12 months. I can't imagine. And his family was telling me how they didn't even see the apartment. Yeah, it was a blueprint.
We bought ours before it was even built.
Bruh. I feel like I've missed a whole wave of my life. Like, I need somebody to tell me what's the next Tulum, dog. Please.
I mean, if you look on a map and you know it was Cancun first, then it went Playa, then it went Tulum, you just follow it up.
But
stay on the beach, though. If you stay up on the beach, eventually Tulum will get overpopulated and you got to move somewhere else. And then if they build an airport in Tulum, then it'll be easier to go further up.
So they're building an airport.
Well, they've been talking about that.
First.
I'll say this. They've been talking about building an airport since I got my crib in Tulum.
So
that was part of the reason why we got the crib. It was like, yo, they're building an airport. And that was still 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
There's something happening in Tulum. You guys should watch The Dark Side of Tulum on YouTube. Like, it's really good if you like documentaries. You watched it?
Dark Side?
Dark Side of Tulum.
I've probably seen The Dark Side. I don't need to watch
it. Talk about the prostitutes?
No. It talks about how, like, the city.
The Dark Side. Where are we going with this?
Because the water's fucked up. The infrastructure's fucked up. Everything is, like, ruined on why people love Tulum.
Oh, wait. It's like a geography documentary?
No, it's really interesting. It just talks about how like the town could only support like 8,000 people. And now it's like a million a year that go. So the water, the electricity, they were saying like, yo, if you're there and you complain for a moment, like understand it wasn't supposed to be like this. The water's sacred. Yeah. And now niggas just throwing Hennessy in it.
And pissing it.
The first time
you got also ruined Tulum. I'm not even like trying to make a joke like it's niggas, but like white people definitely.
No, I'll tell you, COVID ruined Tulum. It has not, I wouldn't put it on a race or anything just because.
I will.
Before, I mean,
if
I'm going to put it on any race, it's going to be white. You know that. But I've been there for so long and it used to be like a couples thing. Like you couldn't stay in Tulum because there was no hotel. So you go to Playa, be a day trip, shit like that. So now that there's places to stay, which is still cool, but then nothing was open and everything. And then they see us there for months. They're like, okay, that's open. I can't go here. I don't want to be stuck in my house. And then that's how it became a revolving door for.
And it was newer than Cancun. But here's the other interesting thing. So like, remember how it was saying like we couldn't leave the country? Because we called Ryan in like March, Old Bay and I, and we were like, everybody, yo, we're going to go to Puerto Rico.
Everybody was.
This is one week of lockdown.
Shaming Ryan. You're going to get get stuck and you're not going to come back. That's week one. Week two is, ha, it's almost time for you to come back and they're not going to let you. How do you feel? And then my rebuttal is, so what are you doing at home?
We weren't doing a goddamn
meanwhile,
thing.
Meanwhile,
nigga, I got a cat.
I'm tanned on the beach lonely. Every day, eating Sorry. Good,
this
cheap.
This nigga was on a bike every day.
And I'm fine. And then it goes a month. Then it goes a month and a half. Then it goes from, you're going to get stuck to, yo, they letting people in. Yo, can I stay with you? It was like, nah, it's a dub, but pull up. But then
it was rough to get in. Like, we had to go, like, the police said, like, we had
but
to
that's
act
why
like
I'm
we
there. I was there. I walked so y'all could run.
Oh, God.
It was
all right.
Easy, yo. Oh. It was easy.
Like, all right. That bike.
But if y'all didn't know, first of all, if y'all didn't know how to get in, if y'all didn't know me, that y'all couldn't got to the beach. There's a whole bunch of things
Ryan
people couldn't
love
got.
Acting like he's the goddamn mayor of Tulum. First of all,
how'd you
we
get to the beach?
It.
How'd you get to the beach?
Let me tell y'all where Ryan is if y'all ever go to Tulum.
Connect.
You know how it's niggas outside in any city being like, yo, y'all want to get in free? We got ladies.
Ryan is the man on
that
the stoop
is
in
Ryan
New York.
In Tulum.
He is letting you know, hey, I got it. Man, I got it. Yo, if you need it, I got it.
Ryan is so much the black person of Tulum that when I meet other black people in Tulum that live there, I'm like, do you know Ryan? Yeah. Ryan kind of like, and they go like,
oh,
first of all,
damn, you height shaming.
First of all,
you height shaming.
I'm 5'9". If that is really short to you, check your boyfriend out. See how he looks.
Actually, my nigga was 6'8". My nigga was 6'8". So because I broke up with him.
We're talking about the past.
And guess what? The other nigga on my phone right now, 6'9". What's up?
That's fine.
Oh, come on, an extra inch.
Ooh, go get it. Oh, my
go
God.
Go ahead, Ryan. Just tell
them. All I'm trying to say is, this is for the women with boyfriends at this point. Look at your man and look at me and then just compare. See what's going on in his life, see what's going on in my life.
Okay, Ryan, just say you'll be 6'4".
Have you on a boat in Tulum. That's what he said.
That's it.
Now, my friend did have us on a tugboat, but we was on a boat.
Cool.
That old school ass boat about. We was going to be on
the yacht. First of all, it wasn't a tugboat. It was a party boat. That's what people go on just to party and
have
fun.
It was brown.
Cool. Did you go?
Oh,
I didn't know it was going
to
look
like. Did you go?
Talk your shit.
Did you come to Tulum because of me?
Shut up, nigga.
Okay.
All right. Well, y'all know, a bitch like an outline. Welcome to the show. we're going to get into our vanilla shit. Vanilla shit for this week. Now, while we are not all parents, I'm very certain we all masturbate. This one comes from the New York Post. Dalton parents are enraged over masturbation videos for first graders. Last fall, parents at the posh $55,000 per year Dalton school got wind that their first graders were being taught sexual education lessons that included masturbation. They complained to school administrators, but were told that they had simply misinterpreted what Dalton's now notorious health and wellness educator, Justine Fonte, who last month led a controversial and explicit porn literacy workshop at another elite prep school, was teaching.
Are you going to play the audio?
Hold on. What school did you just say?
Hold on. There's an ad.
What school?
Dalton. Is this where you went?
You know she's resigned since then.
Yeah. Did she?
Yes.
K through 6, I went there. That's where Epstein taught too. So they gave him
the
job.
Shut the fuck up.
They gave him that. He didn't have no. That was, remember the doc? He didn't have a degree.
I remember the documentary.
And he got the job and it was at Dalton, the prestigious white school. I went there K through 6. I told you this. I was smart.
I was smart.
So basically, there was a video of a cartoon used in one of her sex ed classes. It was animated. And I don't know. Is that what you wanted me to play?
Mm-hmm. It was disgusting.
Because there's a link to it. Oh, here we go.
I have a lot of feelings about this. And I'm kind of pissed.
How long is it? Here, it's 2 minutes, but. How does that sound?
You two? He said, pee-pee. Do you notice that when you say pee-pee, you giggle, but when you say penis, you say it in a serious voice? I never noticed that before.
I don't think that's bad.
Some children and adults who
know a first grader's not going to notice that.
Yeah, no.
So they make up cute or funny names for them. What's one for a girl's private parts? Vajayjay!
Lil Meow.
Not Vajayjay!
Lil Meow Meow!
Who was saying Vajayjay? I called it my private. When he says
Vajayjay. Word. That's what I remember.
Hold on, I'm going to move it forward. Let's get to where they talk.
They call it Lil Meow Meow now.
Yo, chill.
Lil Perp.
They do. Ooh. It can be harder to see, but girls have a tiny hole in the front of the vulva.
What if you have a big one?
Comes out from their urethra.
This doesn't sound bad.
I don't think they got to the masturbation part.
Have you heard it? You've heard it?
No.
Hey, keep going.
How come my penis gets big sometimes?
Here we go.
In the air? That's called an erection. Sometimes I touch my penis because it feels good. Sometimes when I'm in my bath or when mom puts me to bed, I like to touch my vulva too. You have a clitoris there, Kayla, that probably feels good to touch.
That's not bad to me. Okay, hold on. Okay.
No.
First grade though?
Yeah, but I'm not going to hold you. We was playing teacher at house and I was hunching all of my little mama's, my daddy's girlfriend's sons and cousins and friends and
sex.
Everyone was figuring it out. Like that's a real thing. So to me,
first grade, you think that's okay?
First grade?
I mean,
if as a first grader, let me ask you, as a first grader,
I was traumatized as a child.
Okay. But I want to ask you, but did you have erections as a 6-year-old?
I don't believe so, but
we talked about humping our fucking headboards. I was humping big teddy bears.
But I was having sexual interactions at 6 years old.
Oh, Jesus.
Or it was like 8. I told you this shit before.
How old are you in first grade?
But I know it was before first grade because it happened in preschool.
Yeah,
with the girl. So I know it was before first grade.
First grade, you're like 6-7 years old. I say that to say, though,
I don't want someone teaching my kid about pleasure at 6.
But this isn't pleasure. But to me, that's if y'all want to sit here, everyone loves science but me. And now I'm about to sit here and stick up for the motherfucking bullshit ass science. What we feel as far as pleasure, they're not teaching you how to move forward with pleasure. They're explaining why your dick gets hard. They're explaining why when you touch yourself, bitch, the shower head used to come down and I'd be like, God damn, why'd I feel like that? So to me, it's important to understand why our bodies feel the way they do in things.
I'm totally against any person that's not me teaching my 6 or 7 year old why they're touching themselves. And even if their brains can't grasp that concept, because now I have more questions. I'm 30 years old and I have more questions after I heard that. Now, what are you telling me about the clitoris? Because she said, oh, because you have a clitoris there. Well, what does that mean?
But it feels good because I have a clitoris.
Well, now what if you never touched it and now you want to start touching it? Kids start touching themselves and there's little to no shame at that age. I don't know when you're going to start touching it with other people. Now I don't know if my kid is sitting in a class with other boys and wanting to touch them. I also don't find that my 6-year-old can grasp feeling safe enough. I don't know if they have a male teacher or female teacher. Both can be predatorial. And then what if they ask that person questions about their genitals? And now my fucking 6-year-old is asking a grown-ass woman about her own clitoris?
I think the problem, though, is these conversations, because especially with girls specifically, the conversation is don't have sex. The conversation is sex is bad. The conversation is bitch, don't get pregnant. The conversation is you can't have a boyfriend until you're married. So the real conversation that is here is that parents specifically are not having the conversation about sex at all with their children until it's too late.
Does that mean it's
my mama didn't know I was fucking until I showed up crying to her with a positive pregnancy test? So to be fair, that is the problem too. I think
you're jumping further.
Nah, I think normalizing the conversation to where you understand why you're feeling like this, like sex ed for a lot of us, those are the first time I saw a condom was fucking maybe middle school in a sex ed class.
But I'll also say this. We grew up in a different year.
We did. Different
generation. Like the shit that these kids see now
and have access to
is that have access to. Like we didn't have social media. We couldn't just hop on. We had to go on AOL.
We had to wait for the dial-up.
But that's even when we were older. When we were in like second grade, there was none of that shit for us.
We were
like,
outside.
We were on the computers that we had in second grade. You couldn't even. We were doing Oregon Trail. I mean,
even worse, we was outside playing catch and go get them.
Yeah, but we were doing activities.
I had no idea that the teacher was going to play this video also. So I'd ask both you guys, Ryan, tell me, would you be okay if your first grader came home and told you they saw a video like that? And if you got sent the video and said, we're going to play this tomorrow?
My kid probably already knew.
I agree. I think all of our kids would
know. But my kid's going to be the kid that's going to I was the kid in school that fucked up Christmas. So, like,
wait, what you mean?
I saw my mom wrapping gifts, but my mom was a real one. Like, yo, don't think this. Like, she played the Santa shit. She was like, yo, it is what it is. I want you to know, like, I get these gifts. So me being, the kid that I am, I'm at Dalton. I go to the school. So they deserve that shit. I go to the school and I go to all the kids and I'm like, yo, they're like Santa. I'm like, ain't no fucking Santa. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
How old were you when you did this?
Like. First, like around
you,
that, around
you
that.
You ruined it for everyone.
Yo, and then, so the school called my mom and was like, yo, we understand in your household, y'all don't believe in Santa, but can you please? She was like, why? She was like, my son knows that ain't no white man coming down our chimney handing out gifts. I'm that person. So when you say, if my second grader, first grader came to me and was like, yo, my first and second grader probably going to start teaching the class shit. Like, yo, that's not the truth.
All right, the truth is,
you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's different for me. Now, if it wasn't me and it was just I would be upset if I didn't get an email or like a call from the school like, yo, look, we're having this sexual education class. Maybe y'all could watch it first and see what y'all think. If you don't want your kid in this, we can remove them from the class during that period.
Okay. I agree that shouldn't happen.
So that in a way, but also these teachers are growing up the way that lady's probably not that old. I don't think.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that too. Do you see her age?
How old is she?
I know. I'm asking.
Let me see if it's
I
here.
Agree.
Because in my
She's
mind,
gotta she be in her 20s.
I won't say 20s, but maybe maybe closer to, it doesn't matter, but in her mind, it's like.
She might be a millennial.
And then we also got to think what we watch. What's the show on Netflix when they teach you sexual shit, but it's in a growner way? Big Mouth.
I love Big Mouth.
Okay, so we have shit like that's on Netflix that a child can really go, and it looks like a
but
cartoon, and it's
thing.
Way.
It doesn't say her you're going to be anymore. Woke enough to be that millennial who is, forward with kids knowing their bodies and also know that consent is required.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the real
I think that's my only
because
issue.
It's true. We are all, you're defensive about it and I'm defensive about it because we know we would teach our kids these things.
Yeah, but also to be very fair, We was all watching Ren and Stimpy, SpongeBob. If you look back at those cartoons now, they're really no different than this cartoon video here.
This is what I will
say about it. They innuendoize, if that's even a word. But if you watch it now as an adult, it's very sexual in nature.
But as a child, I didn't think that. But as a child, and you're telling me what it is, that's already known.
But that's not the thing. Even the way this was taught as a child, I'm teaching you the scientific backing behind it. So as a child, I'm not sexualizing this video. I'm learning because it is a scientific video on anatomy, which we learn throughout school.
I love the video. I love what they're doing. I love what they're teaching kids.
So to me, as adults, we sexualize things. A child is not going to sexualize.
No, all it is a call. Call me as a parent. Write me a letter. Send me an email. Let me see it first.
Bitch, we were learning about our eczema.
But does it feel great, Mandy?
What?
That's what they're talking about. It's not just touching.
But it's also touching your own. It wasn't saying to touch others. There was no sexualization in doing this for pleasure. It says, well, this is why you may be getting an erection.
It is pleasure. And they're talking about feeling good. And that's the thing. Like, some kids are faster than others.
But men wake up with
dicks. Men wake up with dicks.
I was born with it.
But niggas wake up hard. That doesn't mean that they've received pleasure because they woke up with a hard dick. That's the thing. So even when he said, hey, sometimes my dick points up to the sky. Why is that?
To the sky?
That's literally what he says. So his shit shoot up. He got a little curve in his dick.
Mandy, I'm sorry, wait.
Can I not say that? That's what the cartoon is. It's a cartoon.
Nigga, I'm trying to get 60 million shots. Sorry.
I'm just saying. So that's the problem. We sexualize so many things. This video wasn't sexualized. It was science. And bitch, y'all be liking science. So fuck all y'all.
My whole thing is I'm not mad at it. I'm happy that these kids are learning at the age, because if they don't learn in that way, they're going to learn by themselves and it might go left. It might go right. But as a parent, and I'm not a parent, but when I do become a parent and I put you in a school, I expect the right that you tell me what you're teaching my child. When it comes to that, when it comes to other shit, I can't control English and Spanish. I can't control that shit. But if you're going to sit here and show my first grader, which is like six or five, whatever the fuck you are, about dicks and pussy before I can, then it's a problem.
Yeah, I think first grade's too, it's just too young.
I was like, if my kids do drugs, I'd rather my kids smoke weed with me than be outside doing it like that. Like, yeah. I don't want you to go to school and be like, yo.
Why is Brian the mean girl's mom? Why are you going to do, because if you're going to do anything, honey, I want you to do it in the house.
It is not that. I want to do it with you. I'm trying to get high too. You ain't going to just be out there smoking weed without me. Like, come on, bring it in. Let's do it together.
Bring it in.
But I also don't want you to go to school and get it up. Like you said, get it from somebody you don't know, and then somebody else teaches you about some shit, and they might teach you about the wrong drug, which you think is the right drug. And also,
just frankly, I just don't trust other adults to the extent that they can, like, that's a very molding age. You know what I'm saying? It terrifies me to think, like, I wouldn't trust a teacher that much. How many times do I meet them and my kids with them 8 hours a day? And what really scares me about it is just the further questions. Because the world has changed so much as far as, like, how it's exposed pedophilia in people. Mm-hmm. And I mean, obviously we see it with like teenagers, older, young adults, 16, but like six, like these kids are still getting violated. And that's just really what I'm terrified of.
Well, good thing I ain't spitting no children out my coochie. So I really don't have to worry about it.
Where are you spitting them out of?
Bro, I'm not having kids at all.
I said, where are you spitting them out of?
You thought you wasn't going to
I'm spitting them out my mouth.
There we go. I knew that was it. You feel me?
Them kids coming out my mouth, baby.
Yeah.
And actually, wait, no, they're going down my throat because the bitch ain't spitting.
No, baby.
Sorry. Sorry.
Mandy going to be a housewife one day.
No, though. I'm not.
She's going to be like,
Building
my empire from home, volume set.
And at this point, I actually really have, like, my pussy gets wet to the salt and pepper. So I'm liking them old. So now I feel like if I do get another old nigga, they kids gonna be grown, bitch. I ain't even gotta be a stepmama. Come here, little 50-year-old man. With the salt and pepper.
Niggas love to be the first or something. They gonna be like, oh, you ain't got kids?
I don't. And I'm gonna let them know I got $500 if you think you gonna trick me. So pull out the vacuum, baby. Let's go. All right. So we're going to get now into...
New nickname, Hoover Mandy.
Ooh.
Hoover Mandy.
A.K.A. Hoover-dies. No.
Like the Hoover Dam? Like the Hoover Dam?
And you can
Hoover
suck it out.
A.K.A. No, because this pussy is not a dam. Calm down.
Can I tell y'all, one of my homegirls thought she was pregnant.
I got the Kegels.
And what? She was like, one of my homegirls thought she was pregnant down in Miami. And I was like, girl, you want me to come down there? She was like, honestly, I might just come to New York to get this done because, you know, it's like a red state thing up here. And I'm just not going. I feel you. She was like, they're just going to start attacking me. I just need to get this over. Nigga, can you imagine needing to travel for your abortion?
Well, no. What you do as a friend, right? Because you rich. So I found out because my homegirl just had an abortion. You could pay like an extra like $1,000 and make the whole clinic private. So just offer to, since I got you.
It's not even, I think you, there's doctors, like your gyno may do them or some shit.
Yeah, but there's actual, like you can, you could just pay the extra money to where there's literally limited staff when you go in and the whole facility is just for you. It's an extra $1,000 on top of what all the procedure
is. Why don't they just come to your house?
They can't fucking
come to your house.
Like, yo.
For an abortion?
Why can't they?
Because there's tools and stuff that
actually,
are used.
To be fair, if they could deliver a baby.
Thank you. If you could deliver at the crib. If you could shut down the whole spot and tell people not to come to work.
Oh, wait, Weezy, we might in-home abortion.
Well, you know what? You can take the pill.
In-home abortion.
No, but that'd be too late for that.
Hold on. Let me look it up.
We got some.
Oh, you want to make that business? Hey, we are coming to you to take care of what needs to be taken care of. In the privacy of your own home.
If they won't.
Self-induced.
We will.
Yeah, but see, the pill pretty much makes you miscarry, right?
Yeah.
Self-managed abortions. Oh, wow. This is an article from Vox. It says self-managed abortions are safe. And in the current political environment, it's actually rising. People are deciding to take medication to end pregnancies so that they don't have to.
Yeah, that's the
2 minutes ago, I was looked at as the crazy one. Now, they're writing articles about the shit and it's safe.
I mean, no, nigga, they ain't coming to fucking vacuum it out.
Yeah, the vacuum is different. We know about the pill.
Yo, bro, enough money, they should be able to come to your house. If you don't want to be in that environment and you have enough bread, they should be able to come to your house.
Dog. That environment, no lie, they used to do abortions on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And it's crazy. It'd be in there like
wait, go ahead. Wait, what? Go ahead. Go ahead, Tuesday and Thursday, abortion queen.
Go out there.
First of all, bitch. I used to get TNT. My birth control. I took birth control when I was younger, right? So anyway, when I would go pick it up, I've seen it, if I've ever gotten it on a weekday,
no, so true.
That they're fucking crazy on Tuesdays and Thursdays to the point where when I would just go get a pill, they were on my dick. Like, oh, is your friend in there? I'm like, bro, like I understand how women wouldn't want to go. I was feeling guilty for trying to prevent the fucking pregnancy.
So
bro.
Yeah, if you have the money, you should be able to not be. Why do I just have to tell everybody not coming to work? Fuck that. Bring those people that's not coming to work. Bring them to my crib.
I got to have an episode about this with Brianda.
I just feel like there's so many people that are against it. And it's like, you shouldn't be, it's your body. Like, y'all do whatever the hell y'all want. And
our body, our choice.
You should be able to, and you should also be able to do it in the comfort of your own home and not have to feel like in four walls thinking where you are. Like, be safe and be happy.
Yeah, just don't show me the photo.
I hate the photo.
Mandy, why are you saying it like you go?
Because they tried to make me feel bad and I was like, bitch, it's a dot.
I don't think they tried to make you feel bad.
They said it's a dot. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It was a dot.
But this dot, it has a life.
And then they tried to lie to me. It was like it was 6 weeks. I said, no, it was 4. I know when this happened.
Mandy.
They lied to me.
She felt hurt. It was like, you trying to tell me my child is 6 weeks
ago? I hit fuck 6 weeks ago. I know exactly when this happened. What? All right, next.
What was his name again?
Who?
Because it was a crazy ass name.
Man, so I got, what's crazy is, so I got pregnant by blood. His name was Elmo.
Elmo.
He was a blood nigga.
What was he trying to name?
No, and then what's crazy is, the nigga couldn't even help me pay for the abortion because he got locked up in my 4 weeks of being pregnant. So my homegirl that worked at, she worked at Cold Stone. My mama ain't have it either. My homegirl that worked at Cold Stone.
She held it down.
She helped me pay for my abortion.
You still cool up?
Shout out to Keita. Yeah, we about to go do drinks when she come to town.
You better send her. You send her some bread.
Yeah.
Holding
no, she got her bread back.
That's a great story.
Yeah. I mean, that is not a great story.
No.
That's a great friend.
No.
It's a great friend. It's a great friend.
That's what I meant.
That is a hood rat ass story.
It is, but it's
And I'm glad I've leveled up. Man. I'm not fucking niggas named Elmo anymore.
You know
anymore.
What? That's why Cold Stone's still open. Chick-fil-A may be on the way up.
First of all, the nigga 6'8". His name Elmo.
Nigga was like 5'11".
No, but I'm saying a nigga that tall.
That's why I really aborted the baby. Yes, I said he ain't gonna be a basketball player.
Mandy, what was his homeboy name that I was fucking?
He was a rapper, but I don't remember the name.
He was?
You don't remember?
Elmo and Bert.
A hometown rapper. He was.
It was a hometown
if
rapper.
Anybody remembers?
If you fucked Weezy around 2016, 17, and you want to be found, and you need some
and you want to tell your story, no,
and you think you need some compensation. Please call us at Weezy done fucked my life up.
he had dreads.
He did have dreads. Oh, mine had dreads too. We Florida. Like little dreads. Oh.
We're from Tampa.
Tampa.
Hold on. Let's try to
That's the whole state. Keep going.
I got a clue.
No, because don't be cluing out these niggas now. The nigga who got me pregnant, now somebody gonna connect the dots and shit. The nigga probably locked up.
I'm saying he's still there.
No, I hope he's alive.
The problem was the nigga had a son and he was just convinced I had his daughter. I said, bitch, it was a dot. I ain't kill your daughter blood. Literally, I had to say blood. Sorry, okay. All right, sorry.
I give your daughter blood.
Let's go on now. So we are going to get now into our hors d'oeuvre. Our hors d'oeuvre, for those of you who are new and have never tuned into the show, and maybe you're just here to see what that dick do with Ryan, our hors d'oeuvre is our sex tip of the week, and we are going to let Ryan take heed on this one. So could you give a sex tip to the fellas, since it's a hot girl summer and bitches is throwing that pussy?
I'm only laughing because while you talking, Mandy, I'm on Instagram typing in Elmo.
You better not be trying to find it.
One question about that is, what? It was a dot. Was y'all going to name her like Bloop for like blood?
Don't.
Wait, like little
blur. Don't name her, bro. Like a ballpoint pen.
It was a ballpoint pen. It was just a little baby dot.
Little ball.
It wasn't even a heartbeat yet. Oh, all right, go ahead.
Mandy.
I'm sorry. Why we got to bleep that?
No, put the mic. No, that was
fucked up. Why we got to bleep
now
it?
Now we really go ahead.
Okay, sorry. We can't
be pro bread, right?
Bro, we can't be pro-choice and not be real about what we experience as women.
Damn. I'm not saying nothing, so don't come at me like, yo, Rob. Nah, I'm just talking with them about their story.
I feel like I'm over here talking. You know when people be like, the plants can feel it too, like with vegans? Oh, like, geez, I dot, feel like that's we got to stop talking about the dot.
Okay, bro. Sorry. All right, so give us a sex tip for the fellas.
Sex tip, you really want a summer sex tip.
Well, a sex tip to make sure that the niggas is going to be out here giving us good dick. So give a sex tip for the fellas that really works with you.
You can't say that, yo.
Why?
Because everybody not me.
Oh, God.
But some things work for you that don't work for Weezy. Some things work for Weezy that don't
work
for
you. Man, well, give us a hint.
I'm just trying to get the...
That's why I said it's summertime. It's summertime. It's getting hot. There's no more... Well, there's COVID, but the mask is off. First of all, hygiene. Let's keep that shit up. That's a great way to start. Second...
Start with clean.
Start with being clean. Because niggas be thinking one shower in 80, 90 degree weather is cool. You
that's
can't do
not
that.
Enough. You got to take one in the shit. Morning and take one at night.
Absolutely.
If you go out midday and get back home, take another one.
I don't really know if a lot of people, men, shave down there summertime. That's what you need to do because it get a little, get hot. So that's that. But going into sex, I feel like honestly, what we're going to talk about later is communication when it comes to that shit. I get bad pussy off communication. So if you communicate with that girl that you're doing your thing, pussy
nah, because niggas be lying about their dick.
Why?
Niggas be acting like, oh, I put it down. I'm just, and then you get them and it's just like,
and that's why cricket. And that's why I don't talk. And we talk about this all the time. I don't tell.
I communicate, but I don't talk.
No. I communicate with my life and what's going on and how I feel about you and all that shit. But I'm not going to bring up other hoes. I'm not going to be like, yo, my dick is this. And then when it comes to it, you're like, no, it wasn't. I'm not going to do that to you.
That's my greatest fear.
What?
It's talking up your pussy and it be wet.
Well, nigga, have a sex show. So niggas all automatically coming in. No, me and Weezy got to give it up.
One thing I be like, yeah,
because they think y'all
are. Sometimes if it's a little too big or curved, they be like.
I done not sat on dick. I done not fuck.
For example, this summer, a lot of friends going to be fucking dog. You been going.
Nope, so- not me.
Okay.
You're going to be fucking more.
Well, I'm not going to be fucking no friends.
I'm saying
like your friend, I ain't going to make him my friend. See what I mean? So, yeah, I'm not going to be fucking friends.
I know you about to fuck him.
I might not fuck him. I don't know. I'm waiting on the energy first. I don't know if the energy there.
Where's the camera looking at?
I don't know which camera. This one.
She will be fucked by the time this episode airs.
Don't say that. Woo. First off,
look at me a lot.
I have actual standards now. So back then I used to not. So we'll see if he can live up to my standards.
What way? What do you mean?
I got a whole bunch of standards now, bitch. I ain't just throwing this coochie. Bitch, we was on the Breakfast Club. Shit.
You met him after the Breakfast Club. You was going through.
I did.
Some coochie. Not saying
no,
that night.
I'm saying he's handsome. So the coochie may be on the table for him. But I mean, I think I do. I want to find, oh God. Y'all don't come for me. I'm about to sound like Weezy. I don't want to sound like Weezy.
You have been all time.
One of my people is here. Y'all really can't bring
I've never fucked any other friends.
No, but these friends are closer to me. So it's like, you might.
Stop making making niggas Google your
phone. Oh, sorry.
I have a lot of friends.
He does. And he be posting. Like,
and nobody going to
know. And you be tagging all them. I wanted another one of your friends, but he on the West Coast. That's too far.
My thing is.
Ain't the same friend, man.
It probably is.
My thing is.
He got like the big lips and a nice smile.
Y'all are bugging out. I'm trying to get this off of y'all. All I'm trying to say is, y'all always know. Well, I was going to say think y'all know, but y'all always know chicks I have sex with. And yeah, y'all always.
Time though. Now we're all.
But y'all bring it all. Y'all always bring it to my attention. Yo, Rod, this girl said this. This girl said that. And I never can be like, yo, well, this nigga said this. And I mean, not my mans. But now I can be like.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm not fucking your man.
By the way.
Nope. Because I don't want nobody to know.
I'm not feeling this because he loves Ryan. Like after Mexico, because I
he wasn't feeling
and now they love each other. They talk on their own. Like,
what wasn't he feeling?
Because I was like, yo, I'm.
Yeah, Ryan, you got some
I'm about
cute
to be
friends.
A hoe
so, hey, y'all, if y'all slide into Ryan DMs after this episode and he don't respond, just follow him, but wait, because he tagged all his friends. And then you could just see which other ones you like. Crew love.
Listen, they get it. It's like, I got it. I'm cool with it.
To be fair, you do have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
A whole bunch.
But my core circle is like.
But also, you don't even
hang, fuck with.
You don't even hang with ugly niggas. Like, that's
my thing.
Wouldn't it be funny? Let's just say we fuck the homeboy and then Ryan come out with a new one. We like, damn, we didn't see that nigga.
See, that's crazy because that's how niggas is. With us all the time. Like, I scoop a girl up like, yeah, I got one. I'm like, yo, let's go out. My friend's going to be there. Bring your friends. And she bring all. I'm like this. That's why I do research.
That's
now.
Trifling.
I follow a girl on the page and I try to get all. I go all down the pictures here. My best friends, most of the time, if they friends look really good, fellas.
Oh, you
fellas,
sound like a... Oh.
Y'all know this, fellas. Most of the time, the bad girls, the girl that you get, her friends is bad. She's not tagging none of them on her page.
Oh, I tag everyone. That's not true. Those are insecure bitches.
But I said...
I tag everybody.
Y'all are different.
Y'all are totally different women. Y'all are different.
Okay.
The average
really
is like...
But do you really believe that women aren't going to tag?
Yes. What do you mean, do I believe? It's there. It's not tagged.
Is that true, men in the room?
Yes. Oh. I've been on posts like, yo, tag her. Yo, what's up?
Okay, I've been doing that too. But I mean.
Y'all never been like, tag them?
So sometimes like, I'll either write in the caption or.
DM it, whatever. Yo, who is that? Send it. And they be like, yo, they don't. Stop. I'll get there be seven girls. And I see the one, I'm like, oh, she got bad friends. You just going to tag the photographer? Like, yo, what are we doing? Location? Where are they at? Yeah, what's up? Tag they friends. Like, I don't get
damn.
It.
Damn. I mean, I don't know. I think for me, like, I'm so, like, in the last few years of my life, like, I understand who I am, what I am. Like, you know, I have homegirls yeah. that are, mm-hmm. yeah. And niggas know that you're your homeboy. And I think.
Does your homeboy think I'm a hoe? Does he know me?
He don't know you.
He doesn't know me.
He don't
yet.
Know you. But he.
Yet.
But he knows this. This is what he told me.
Uh-oh.
He's going to bust your ass. Like, you got to understand, my friends are really like...
He going to do what?
I mean,
He did. Ryan was getting in a fight with this white man at the bar. Okay, it wasn't a fight. It was a heated argument.
It was a black man being respectful to a white man and a white man disrespecting me.
The white man didn't...
Okay, what's the story?
He didn't.
Okay, Ryan, you start.
So here's the good spin-off. Let Ryan tell the story. So basically, we all go out. It's, oh my God, there's probably like five or six of us. So as we're wrapping up our bill, Ryan is like, yo, I'll be right back. Him being the businessman that he is.
But that happened before that. Y'all didn't even know that.
So he has a straw line, which I was drinking out of. Biodegradable.
A straw line?
Yes. So it's Ecogave.
I
have a straw company. He's called Ecogave.
He's an owner. He's a black man owning a straw business.
Come on, biodegradable.
So Ryan is like, you know. He's already talking to the waiter. I know the owner of this bar. I'm like, we got to get you in talks with her because it's a woman-owned bar. So he's going around giving everyone these straws in the restaurant. Fans of Horrible Decisions purchase straws from him on the spot. And so just going around. This white man that was at the bar probably thought he was like...
I go up to him at the bar. Go. I go, yo, I get my whole, like, my rundown of my straws. Yo, they're... Better than paper, better than plastic, biodegradable, 75 days to 100 days. Give him the whole thing. I was like, yo, would you like to try my straw? Because I see you got a straw. Would you like to try my product? He's like, yeah, definitely I will. So he sat down. Me knowing the person I am, I'm going to watch you. And I just want to see if you open it. Because if not, like, you could just tell me no. So I go to the bathroom. Matter of fact, I tell my cousin and I'm like, yo, go over there and see if he needs the straw. Just as in my case study. So he's like, yo, excuse me, mister, you need this. And he's like, he doesn't look in his face. He's like, no, I'm good. I don't need it. So then I go to the bathroom and I come out and I'm like, yo, honestly, bro, like you didn't have to accept the straw. Like, I told you all this. You could have just
over a straw, right?
Hold on, wait.
It's my business. You got to understand. Like, if you go on, like, yo, I got a podcast, niggas, like, you ain't got no podcast. I don't care about shit. You're gonna be like, yo, you don't have to say you're gonna listen. You don't listen. Like, cool. Just say no. I don't want it. This is my product. I put time and effort into this shit. So then after that, he goes, I didn't know you were being serious when you said you owned it. I thought this was just a joke.
Okay, and then it was more of a like microaggression as a white man being like, oh, I didn't know this was your business and you were the owner of it.
I thought you were joking.
I'm only playing devil's advocate. Someone own a straw.
Own a straw.
Okay, yeah. but say, yo.
Because either like post it.
So don't agree. First of all, the straws don't look nothing like the ones at the bar. You have one that has a full, you're not even recognizing this product that I put it in your face. So it wasn't that you didn't say you didn't want it. And that's fine, but don't accept it and don't give it away. And then don't look at me like, well, I didn't think you owned it. Keep all that shit to yourself.
So anyways, this flowed outside.
Suck my dick.
And we hear, now the volumes are getting louder, but it's okay. And then his homeboy is just like, you know what? Just come here. Give me your number. And I said, okay. And then I said, but I got to go back to Ryan. I got to secure the
thing was, they was making it a bigger deal than it was. I was over the dude. I'm like, yo, I'm good. And he's like, he's feeling bad now. Like, about to cry. Like, literally.
They were making it a bigger deal. This nigga ran up on him over a straw.
I didn't run up on him. I came in very politely. Say, your boss.
Like a run up.
I was really intoxicated.
So they're called Eco Agave. And I hope this doesn't sound dumb, but is there agave in it? Like, is it made with agave? Or is it just like a Mexican name?
All right.
It's made with agave. 100% agave fibers.
Okay, I was being serious.
In landfill situations, it's 75 to 100 days biodegradable.
Wow, that's really fast.
That's amazing, because plastic is 400 years.
And we still saying fuck them turtles. Okay, so...
We are for the turtles. That's why I have this product.
Well, that's... Turtles are the reason we're drinking out of paper right now. And
the paper is terrible.
The paper is awful.
But that's why we have this. It doesn't break down. It doesn't, like, you know, paper's nasty.
I'm not saying fuck the turtles, but I did watch Seaspiracy on Netflix. Y'all watched it? And I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna eat that salmon, bitch.
Oh, you too?
I'm gonna eat it. Because I watched it and I was like, damn. And I had chicken for like 3 days.
I really don't care if they die in dolphins and shit. I don't know what it is, but I'm gonna eat it. I eat meat, bitch. I still like bacon, ho. And all these motherfuckers don't even eat pork. I be like, give me that swine.
I care if like the dolphins die. I'm gonna try to like root for them to.
Why?
Like,
have you had a pet dolphin?
So you're rooting for their survival. But if they die, put some barbecue sauce in that. We getting killed. Really try to say,
bro, not barbecue sauce on the
That's
dolphin.
What I'm saying.
You gotta squeeze lemon on seafood.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy that they're killing dolphins just so dolphins won't eat fish. That's wild.
Speaking of,
they're not even killing the dolphin to eat.
But speaking of Wheezy, shout out Florida. I know we talked about Gatorland, bitch. You ever ate alligator?
Fire.
That shit is good as fuck. Y'all, if y'all ain't never had no alligator,
terrible people, things. Animals.
How are they terrible things? They be minding their own business. No, why is
dolphins ain't killing
niggas? No, they don't be killing niggas.
They
don't be killing niggas.
They kill niggas that come in their crib.
They come in their crib, hey, bro.
I've been to Discovery Cove and dolphins are chill.
If somebody walk up in your crib, you could shoot
and
them.
And especially
too.
In Florida, y'all a big gun state.
Right?
Y'all are big on entering my property, I'm shooting you. So if you hop in that, you know, his
that's what my mama used to say. So back when I was beefing with hella bitches up in school, my mama, when they would call the house, because, you know, back then it was all house phones and shit, my mama would be like, listen, just pull up to the house. Y'all can fight in the yard.
Hold on.
Once it's over, don't want it. Miss Tammy was about that life. She was just like, pull up, because you're going to stop calling my goddamn house. Here's the address, and I'm going to let y'all fight. And she'd let me know. Now, if you get your ass beat, you get your ass beat. But the little bitch going to come over to the house, and y'all can fight in the front yard. Period. Poop.
That's how it is.
Okay.
What are you looking at?
I take back what I said.
See, you should.
She can't wait to say that. Okay, wait. So, venomous injuries like hornets, wasps, bees are 56 fatalities a year. One a year from an alligator attack.
And see, but y'all out here liking Beyonce and the Beehive, mm-hmm. and they Beehive out here killing people.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about Beyonce.
Okay, so no, we're not. I'm just saying the Beehive be killing people.
That had nothing to do with this. I want y'all to know right now.
Beehive.
Put this camera on me, Tiana. If you are a Beehive member, I too am part of your allegiance.
Me too.
I also want to say, I don't know what she said about Nicki Minaj, but we are not. I think she's fine.
I in the bar.
Mandy also has pink
Barty
hair.
Barty gang.
I feel like they get along great. You're
in the bar?
You finished or you done?
No, I just want to make sure I'm not.
So y'all, we are now going to get into like some really in-depth conversations. Oh my God. So we're getting into the horrible decision, and it's about hoes like ourselves who may want to settle down, but don't really, but don't know how to communicate that to all of our lovers. So it is a hot girl, hot boy summer. And I wanted to have the conversation surrounding A, knowing what you want, but also being able to communicate effectively when you really just want to be out here. As in, you really aren't looking for anything serious, but also you want to be mindful of not wrapping anyone else's feelings up or them really knowing what you want. So, Ryan, how do you tell women that you're a hoe?
That's a good question.
I thought, first of all, when you started this, I thought you were like, yeah, because you know what, hoes? I completely thought this was a line. I didn't think you were talking about hoes. I thought you were just talking about hoes.
Well, I didn't know.
I think we should all say how we tell. This is how I tell.
Okay, yeah. How do you tell?
If someone...
Hold on. Ladies and fellas, this is when you get your notepads out and you take notes. Because if you want to be out here having a hot girl summer and you want to let a nigga know, I am not looking to settle down. Listen to what Weezy is about to say.
This is too much pressure. But
Weezy,
for example, luckily within the last few months, people have known me for my work, so it's not really that crazy. And to be fair, a lot of people I've been meeting are also
this hoes.
Right. Go ahead.
So you're saying they put
you in the whole industry?
They put you in the whole category already?
They understand like what I do as a business. You know what I'm saying? Like me talking about this, talking about that, and the age factor too. Like I'm not really fucking with super young niggas. So it's like they don't really care. Now, if I feel like it needs to be a discussion, if at all, I will absolutely say things like, when I was younger, I used to have a lot of fun. I used to be wild. I mean, now I've slowed down. I make jokes about it. Two, I like to use the word free spirit, lover,
love, any girl that's any free I'm spirit you, is in your bio. If it says free spirit,
honey,
I automatically
my first
think,
dating profile name: Plenty of Fish, Free Spirit 407. I just did a podcast with Hannah Burner. She said that was free pussy 407, wasn't it?
That's what it was.
Now, when you tell people, because hoe has a bad connotation to it, right? Men start thinking the worst, and really, you just could be a girl that likes to have fun. I like to use the words, I have a lot of experiences. You don't say I have a lot of experience. You say experiences, right? Also, bitch, even if you don't travel that much, be like, you know, I travel a lot. Then they know you've been fucking. Shit like
you could just say, I went on tour.
So you basically you don't say like,
but I never had sex.
I'm not a hoe. I'm just seasoned. Yeah, you're like a...
Little, that sounds like you're talking about age.
No. You're a seasoned vet in the hoe game. You did your thing.
Yeah, like I'm not saying I'm Corinne Steffens, but
you should. And then while you tell them that, you should play Practice by Drake in the back. I can tell.
I just knew she was gonna sing it.
She's waiting for the words.
Well, okay. So that's how you tell someone you've lived your life as a hoe. But how do you presently say you're still about that life?
Oh, very easy.
Okay. Oh,
I've had a lot of, you know, been in a lot of relationships. It's the summertime. I just want to have a good time and not feel tied down.
So now I want to hear from a male perspective, because the problem when we hear a man say, I'm not really ready for anything, as women, we look at that shit as a goddamn experiment. And now we want to tackle, because if we're coming into this wanting a relationship, you telling me you ain't looking for something now don't mean you ain't going to want something with me 6 months from now. So how do you drive forward the fact that, listen, I'm emotionally unavailable. I want to put my dick in you and that's it. How do you communicate that in a nice way?
As a man, we have to watch our words. Mm-hmm. Like I tell certain women, but I have to feel this type of way about you. Just like, I'm not looking for a relationship, but I'm not saying I will push one away. But that is something that I can.
I don't like that at all. Because now I got hope. Now I'm coming into this show. But this is what I'm trying to tell you.
If I tell you something like that, I'm telling you this could be something. This is not.
You are telling me this. No, I am. This is the worst.
Y'all are misunderstanding what I'm saying.
Go ahead, Ryan. Break it down.
What'd you just say?
Break it down.
There are two different. We'll put it in two spectrum. There's this woman that you only want to fuck. And there's this woman that you want to fuck with. This possibly you can honestly fuck with them. So I'm that one. I'm gonna tell, like, look, I'm not looking for relationship because I'm not. But I'm not saying if something gets real, I'm not gonna push that away because I fuck with you.
Now but this I'm gonna one, be a hoe until you almost leave me.
That's not what
like,
I said.
Damn.
Now this is what I'm gonna tell this one over here. Yo, I'm not looking for nothing. Like, not future, not nothing. I'm concentrating on me. I'm very selfish right now. And if you want to take that, take that. If not, cool.
Is that the nigga lie? I'm selfish right now.
That's not a lie. How is that a lie?
I don't like that.
Selfish means I'm all about myself. That means I'm gonna fuck you, and it's what it is.
But then that means it's not about you because you included me with you.
You wanted to fuck me, and I told you just fuck me. Nobody told you catch feelings. I said this is what it's going to be.
I hate when niggas
I'm gonna put
that.
It on the table.
Nobody told you catch feelings.
But then this nigga said, "I'm gonna make sure I move your head to the back of me and I kiss you in your mouth as I'm fucking you from the back." Now you making shit into me.
Don't give me that same experience.
There is a difference between what I want to do with you outside of sex and what I want to do with you during sex. Oh. I like to have sex, and when I do it, I don't want to do it bad.
I'm honestly feeling really upset.
I'm feeling triggered.
Me too.
Trigger it off. Shocks.
No, I can't even finish this.
I did want him to get into that. So as someone who doesn't want to be emotionally attached, you said that there is a way you want to show up in the bedroom, but that does not translate to how you want to show up outside.
Don't think I'm fucking you good and I'm just fucking you good. Never think that. Unless you're my girl.
Just fucking
you. Wait, what do you mean?
Like, if you're not my girl, which means I'm fucking other people, don't automatically be like, yo, do you only fuck me this way? Like, no.
I fuck everybody this way?
I'm doing it. My fucking what I hate and what I'm scared of. I don't want to be in that group chat in a negative way. So why am I gonna have?
You know what? Now that I think about it, here's a good analogy.
All my niggas that y'all talking about look good and all that. You're not gonna hear bad shit talked about them because they're gonna do their thing.
Yeah, but I don't know what to do.
My circle.
I hope you don't know.
Whatever. It sounded like a square.
Here's the analogy.
How you felt?
Look, calm down.
Look, I'm talking about my circle.
How he felt, nigga?
We weren't talking about people. We're talking about you.
Well, here's the analogy, Ryan. I guess what you're saying is, say you are a good student. If you have an A in one class, of course, you're probably going to have A's and B's in the other classes. You're not going to perform really well in one class and then flunk the rest of your classes.
Unless
just because this is
your
favorite class.
You're only good in sports. Then the other shit don't mean nothing.
Okay, but sports isn't ever really a class.
So what if I'm only good at sex? And all the other shit I'm just bad at.
But that's what I'm saying. So if you're really good at sex, you're going to be good at sex with this woman, like you are this woman, like you are this woman.
Facts.
You don't like that analogy? I'm trying to draw
I just feel really triggered because, you know, I think that...
You could tell a nigga you want to have fun, but I can't tell a girl I want to have fun?
No, crazy. The other one.
What?
The fun shit wasn't as
the
bad.
The feelings part?
But that means
I'm not going to push it away.
Yo, but that means I see something in you. But
if you see something in me...
Then why we can't be nothing?
Because I'm not giving up... Because I'm not ready to give up all my bitches yet. I'm not. You haven't proved to me that I should give up all my bitches for you. And that's what I'm saying.
That's trash.
If we get to that point, no. If you don't do everything that I want in a relationship, why am I going to accept
it? Because at the same time as a woman...
I'm being your girlfriend, but also being your girlfriend in hopes of being your girlfriend.
And see, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Leave me alone. How about that?
I'm not going to sit here and show up to be the woman you think I need you to be.
I'm not even kidding, Mandy. I don't know how big it is.
I mean, he be making bitches squirt across the room.
But you be talking like your dick. I almost need to know. I almost need to.
For research purposes,
for me,
could you give her some dick?
No, I want a dick. I want a picture.
For me, it's not even about...
A picture don't do nothing.
I need to see it.
I don't think...
I need to see a tape.
Go talk to y'all friends.
The way that Ryan be talking is getting on my nerves.
I'm scared to know what it would be like. I ain't gonna lie. Because then I might like him and want to... wife him and then I look crazy because he's under 6 foot.
Ain't that bad.
I was gonna say, he got a 6 foot.
Now, look.
Am I doing?
1 hour ago, I was this big.
But that's what God does.
No,
he's fair.
No, it's okay.
God is fair.
No.
He's gonna take them inches off and put them in.
If I was 6'4", I wouldn't be this.
No, the thing Ryan said...
I'd be in the league, though.
Ryan said he would be 6'4 if he was standing on his penis. So, there's that.
No, I would be hurt.
I mean, it gets hard. Anyways.
Let's straight up.
Y'all, well, if you enjoyed today's episode...
The guests ain't here yet. We're going to do home mail. Because we got so much home mail because we haven't been in the studio in so long. So, help us with this home mail. If you guys are interested in sending home mail over to us, it's horribledecisions@gmail.com. This title says, I have 99 problems and the dick is one. Oh, shit. Real quick. We'll get through it. Hey, guys. I just came across y'all's podcast due to Breakfast Club interview.
Due to.
I love the podcast and love to hear about sex and dick all day at work. Now to the issue. I'm hanging with this guy who I've known for years, and we are good friends. We have a situationship. Basically, he wines and dines me, buys me cute stuff, and then we fuck. He makes good money at his day job and has some hustles on the side. He's cool and funny, and we have a good time, but he has a less than large dick. I can feel him when he goes inside of me. Like, seriously, I can't feel. She said, I can't feel him when he goes inside of me. Like, seriously, I can't even feel his dick. All I feel is the pounding of hips against me. Plus, he can't eat my pussy.
Oof.
I told him how to eat it over text during the act, but he just can't do it right. The sex lasts for about 5 to 8 minutes. And the only way I get pleasure is by rubbing my clit. I want to feel some dick, too. I've never came, and I've talked to him about how to make sex better.
What is the question?
But it's the same every time. Hold on. I need at least four. I need at least a 4-finger dick, and he has like a 2-finger dick.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because I really don't feel a connection with him or something else. Any ideas on how the sex can be better? I trust him, and that's why I fuck him. But P.S., I just need a big dick.
I honestly have nothing to say.
I do. So one of the things
I'm
that
so
I...
sorry. That wasn't me being pessimistic. I'm just being totally honest.
So you don't come.
It's not big enough. You don't feel a connection with him. There's
well, if it's
there.
Not big enough...
You know why she's staying, though?
Yeah, because she trusts him.
No,
because
she's getting everything.
She's getting everything else.
She's getting everything else.
Well, let him be
honest. So my suggestion...
Not at me for just giving out dick.
My suggestion is...
receiving all the benefits.
Well, of course, if he has a small dick, I would say, of course, the first advice would be let him fuck you in the ass. That hole is smaller. You will feel the dick going in there.
That's
but
true.
Also something that I was doing with my partner that I just really started enjoying was double vaginal penetration with a dildo. So he would put the dick inside me first and then squeeze his dick on top of the dildo in my pussy. So I really felt it, but it was amazing. But if you're saying you don't feel the dick at all, I would say add a dildo into the mix and do like some double vaginal penetration. I think it's amazing. But also something that would be cool is if you then maybe have him in your ass and then double DP with having him fuck you in the vagina while he fucks you in the anus.
He is going to be so... his head is going to be fucked up.
No, he's
what?
Not get a
about
dick.
What?
Niggas know when they're
small.
I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying to know that every conversation that y'all have is always positive besides when y'all get in the bedroom. And then when you're like, all right, let's try this because this is bigger than you. So your little dick go on my ass.
I don't think that's true. I think it just seems like it's fun.
I ain't going to hold you. Now, my ex, when he used to fuck me with the King Noir dildo, he'd be like, you don't make that noise with me.
See
like, I made a different noise, but he's shoving me
but you gotta understand,
with King Noir's dildo. Like, it was a different size.
She's trying to say, like, she gets no pleasure at anything. Soon as you take anything bigger than what she has, she's going to go crazy. How's that going to make him feel?
Oh, well,
like,
luckily, my nigga was still secure.
I'm really sorry.
But he's not, you're not, you can be secure with everything else.
I've watched big booty bitches fuck my nigga, right?
Oh, okay.
And I've seen the reaction. I know he loves me, but I know my ass ain't that fat. You know what you got.
But
he know he's
valid.
He know he's a fun guy.
Valid. With money.
They have great dinner.
With money.
He knows that he could Uber her home, but you can't make me come. All right, so let's try something else. If she's not coming and not faking it, he knows.
You gotta
bro.
Go. He definitely knows. But when she does start coming because you put a dildo in her, you don't think his self-conscious
no,
gonna be like,
because he's controlling
bro,
that dildo.
Used to come crazy with a vibrator. She'd come when I eat her
yeah,
pussy, but,
not,
but it wasn't
but
like...
That's not the, that's not the male
not
ego.
Like
that's not the male
man,
ego.
Man, fuck your ego.
Nah, that's...
Shit.
That's two different...
Get over that. That's insecurity more than
it.
Ego.
At least he ain't broke with a small dick.
That's really bad.
The money helps.
I'll say this. If he's taking care of everything and buying this and all that, for him, I would leave her. Because somebody not going to write no letters about my little dick. And I'm doing all this.
All right, Ryan.
You got to go. I got to be
like,
about
to write no goddamn podcast.
I got to be like, look, I got everything together. I'm giving gifts out,
what
sending trips. I got a good
decision.
Job. My dick might not be small, but somebody's going to accept this for everything that I bring.
I do have friends that like small dicks. So maybe, you
it's
know.
Just for her.
I do too.
Yeah, they be liking small dicks.
Bro, every time, Colette.
Like
we
small
had that
dicks?
Threesome together.
She just
like, that
big
was
old
too big. And I was like, that was too big.
I don't like little dick.
So fellas, homie, if you...
He's not listening to the show.
Well, I'm going to say this. I hope you find the link. Go get another joint, man. She don't respect your little mans. You always got to have
right.
a girl that respects
Brian,
your
mans.
Worse than sucking a small dick like this.
It's awful. We talked about it on, if I'm like sucking an Eco Agave straw and it's really your dick, that is a problem to me. I don't want to be able to whistle on your dick. What are we doing? I need to be like,
the sickest part about this is niggas are not born like, yo, let me get the little dick on the 7 Pro. Yeah, give me that. Like, we don't have no fucking
if
choice.
If I was able to buy new tits, I do feel like science should advance. We can go to the moon.
No, but you can.
You can do a dick pump.
No. You can. There's surgery to get it extended. Absolutely. But I would never.
We don't want to extend it.
But I was talking to
some big old girth.
You know how they do the vampire facials and they take the blood plasma from your face.
They're not doing that to dick, bro.
They could.
No, but
we need to work on that.
I was talking to somebody recently.
Take it from my stuff.
And they work somewhere in the doctor world. And they were like,
you gave a kidney up.
You could get that. But no, but they were saying like that the problem with people that want to get like dick extension will make your dick larger is the thing that they can do is make it wider. They can make it longer, but they can really make it wider. So go cash out. But a nigga, I don't want to feel that pain in any what? Hell no.
Well, what's worse? The pain in this email.
Or the pain of getting your dick bigger.
Listen, if you got a job, you're making bread. I've seen
the ugliest. Yeah, go extend your dick.
Y'all getting these hair transplants.
I've seen the ugliest of the ugliest niggas with bad joints just off of whatever. So go do your thing, King.
I mean, there are women that like ugly niggas, but that's
like you said,
they
there's
have
girls
money.
That like ugly niggas, there's girls that like little dicks. I'm pretty sure there's girls that like ugly niggas with little dicks.
Man, my homeboy said he got his hair like replenished, or whatever. He paying $5 a follicle, right? But there's like thousands of them. They need to figure out how to get this dick shit done. For real. We need to talk to somebody. We need to bring an
Well, I don't have a problem with the dicks. I be getting my dicks be real big with the big old bodies because they be over 6'8". But they dicks be not.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that doesn't always...
No, it doesn't. I told you, the ball player, and I was a fan. Now, I be like, this is why you love basketball.
Girl,
so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Horrible Decisions.
No, okay, sorry.
And I was a fan.
I was a fan. No, it was the worst dick I ever had in my life. And
then
he like 6'10".
Then you watched them playoffs like, another rebound.
Anyways, no wonder your stats are so high.
That's exactly what.
Nothing to do
what,
last night.
That's exactly what. Them three pumps didn't make you tired.
I went to a basketball game in L.A.
Yeah, I went to a Nets game, actually.
I felt so
y'all
like...
Y'all gonna take me?
Yeah, I was in a suite. Shout out to my dog. Sorry.
Y'all gonna take me one day?
I went when I it was COVID in that suite, and that shit was crazy, dog. I was like,
yeah, no, my
dick.
Shit was bad. Like, now they come in and give you fucking wristbands if you vaccinated. So, bitch, I'm the only one. Not with the wristband and the guy. Anyway, tell everyone where they can find you, Ryan.
Me and Podcast Guys Next Door. My Instagram is Fly Rye. My straws, Eco Agave. Best thing out. My yacht company is Yacht Company in Tulum. Yeah, that's me.
Thank you. And guys, as y'all know, I don't know what to call them yet, but we have a lot going on. I couldn't find my gummies, but make sure y'all go on over to officialboxowner.com. Use promo code WD15 and get 15% off of your purchase. Also, check out See the Thing Is podcast every Tuesday. We are also now on Patreon. So if you like our Patreon content, I have more Patreon content as well. Also, period sis, right after this on Mondays. And what else can they listen to on Mondays, bitch? And watch. Sorry, not listen. Watch.
I don't know if it's going to be on TV anymore, but check out the reruns of Sex Sells. Oh, I know I'm getting my season 2. I meant on TV anymore as far as like live episodes. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We had an amazing fucking slew of guests. Shout out to all of them. Hope, Rory, my mom, fucking Donnell, Rico, Young M.A., Sharla, fuck Vinny for molding his penis on TV. If I forgot you, I'm so Young Viper. If I forgot you, I'm really sorry, you guys. Like, yeah, Mandy and Ryan are putting bananas in donut holes right now. I wish you guys could see this video.
Actually, maybe. Well, they can't see it. It's on YouTube. Watch us on YouTube. Search Horrible Decisions. And also stay tuned. We got a 5-minute bonus clip. Join our Patreon at patreon.com/horrible decisions. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Yeah. Bye. Yeah,
all right, well, I'm going to go ahead. Y'all know, hold on, bitch. You asked me to do the motherfucking outline, and we going to get to the motherfucking outline. God damn it. This is Horrible Decisions, where we have outlines and segments. So,
we're going to get into it. Oh, no. Let me take a segue right here. Tiana, you can take this motherfucking clip. Hold the fuck on. We're going to talk about this shit real quick.
Oh, what are we talking about?
Yesterday, I put up a post. Oh, we're going to have this conversation, my nigga. I'm through with it. I've had it. And I'm done with the bullshit. We put up a post. I said, Mandy, I think it's time for us to like have a showrunner. Like, I'm creating too many shows right now. If anyone knows what my job entails, it's literally modularizing shows. It's not easy. Plus, we both have other podcasts. Like, we make our own outlines. We've been doing this for 5 years. And yeah, to be frank with you, we're probably one of the only people I know that create their own outlines at this point.
I mean, I think you and I, because we've been in it so long, we do so on all of our podcasts. Because I know you and Eddie do that for...
My assistant kind of gets the facts now, and I know how that sounds, so I don't want to say it, but...
I'm still out here doing it for 3 pods and 2 Patreons.
Well, I mean, only because for my new job, I have to make a podcast, and I can't cloud it. It's hard. But no, there's this thing called a showrunner. If anyone's ever heard of what a showrunner is, a showrunner basically, like Charlamagne does that with Brilliant Idiots, right? Taylor will come in, she will print out things that they should talk about, things they should discuss, she'll lead them into conversation. It's a very common thing for anyone that has a radio show, or I'm sure they have it for the Breakfast Club too, right? So anyway, Mandy agreed, and I put out a Instagram post yesterday. I'm just going to read it to you because I don't think I asked for anything that was too fucking nuts. Okay. I said, and I quote, paid internship. The reason I said internship is because I don't mind if the person is just like new. Horrible Decisions looking for a showrunner and producer. Must be Black, POC in NYC, a listener of the show, have the ability to present for some of the episodes, to be present for some of the episodes, have experience creating content. A white woman, or maybe she was Latina, I don't know.
Latina. Bitch, first off, pause. There were multiple white people under there upset. But I know that the white woman you're about to reference did delete her comment. But so let's get into that.
She said, wow, you have a way larger fan base than that, way to either alienate, I think was the word she used, your fan base. And where my issue lies.
Tell us, Weezy. Please share.
Is because I am asking for a showrunner to create content for a show about the Black sexual experience. Let me just say that one more time. We are looking for a showrunner, producer, content creator to make content for a nigga show. And the reason I say a nigga show is because this is not a show that just happens to star Black people. It's a show about the nigga experience. And when she said something about like who I do it for, bitch, number one, I have never, and we do not ever make episodes and think white people are going to get fucked up about it. Absolutely not. And bitch, what the goddamn fuck do I look like? Saying to myself, I'm just going to stop talking. Go ahead, Mandy.
No. I'm listening.
No, like, I don't know what you're going through over here, and it's weird. So no, I just don't want to.
I'm drunk and on an edible, but I think we're going to get through this. And I really think it's important for you to go the fuck off. So
I'd rather you do it because you're going off right now.
Bitch, they're not seeing nipples. I can't see who's screen recording. But this is for you because I love, real quick, I'm hoping that I'm not getting this wrong, but I do believe I want to give a shout out to the whites that are about to be in here and hear this. So shout out to Tequila Mockingbird. She looks white. Let me see if I see any other Caucasians in here. Nope, just Tequila, but with the name Tequila, I'm going to assume she was born in Mexico. So outside of that, I want to give you the complete floor to drag these white people for filth. Okay.
No. You join in.
Oh, well, you know, I don't even like pink dicks. So boom, fuck the pink dicks out there, bitch. Okay, your turn.
Someone said their concern is HR. I don't need to answer to a fucking HR because
we ain't got no motherfucking HR. And do you know how many crackers be just hiring crackers? Because if you got a little crazy name, they not even finna invite you into the interview. I'll be honest, them niggas didn't know I was me till I said, yes, I'm Amanda. Bitch, then, didn't think it was going to be me, huh?
Some piece of shit who, like, I don't know if he deleted his comment too, but, like, it really annoyed me. a Jewish dude who always be in my fucking comments like, rep for your Jewish...